Welcome to Realms of Baghdad. We're here talking about pools today and pool accessories. I'm Albie. I'm back again. Welcome. This is, what is it? Day is it? It's the 18th? 18th of July, 2021. We have DJ and Mary. Hello, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What are your thoughts on plunge pools and pool accessories?
It's apparently the same as a tiny pool, which is what I was looking up earlier.
That's fair.
Texas tiny pools.
Good old.
Too expensive, so.
Texas tiny pools. Also, like, yeah, like, you would think, that's so weird, because it's like, then what's the purpose of buying a tiny pool if they're that expensive, too? Like, it's,
You can say you have a tiny pool, I guess.
I guess so.
I think it's one of those things of, like, you know how the fucking mini houses or, like, the prefab houses are, like, a current hot trend right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bet you can get much cheaper variants.
Yeah, apparently if you search for plunge pool, it's actually cheaper. It's just this one lady who started selling tiny pools in Austin that I was looking up, and they're overpriced because of all of those factors.
Well, I guess if you don't have a very large backyard or something like that, that could work, a small pool.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't, like... so.
Okay.
But it's also like 90-something degrees outside, and yeah.
It's very hot. I think most of the country is pretty warm. Even over where you are, right, DJ? I seem to remember
it's
very warm.
Extremely hot today. It's one of those like hot weeks. In the UK, we don't have like a stable 85 to 100 Fahrenheit, like Texas definitely gets, or like even where you are in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, you got it.
So it's a case of like, we might dip to 20 C, which is probably like 70 degrees for most of the time, and then we'll have a peak week or a peak couple of days that'll reach 32 C, which will be like 95 Fahrenheit or something. But one of those, it's one of those days where it's just about 30 degrees. It's currently 28.8 in this room.
Oh, wow.
At 9:30 p.m., which is nice.
Still can't get used to Celsius. Every time you say Celsius, it blows my mind. 28 degrees.
It's the correct way of doing it.
You're freezing.
What's freezing temperature? Zero.
32 is the,
What's that boiling?
100. Or no, that's not correct. No. It's 212,
nope.
Right?
Yeah,
it's 100 C.
Even we don't really know.
C.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100 C. That's true. I have no idea what boiling is. What is boiling in Fahrenheit?
I think it's 212.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
But what is it in Kelvin?
Maybe that's what it is in Kelvin. I don't remember any of this.
Is Kelvin 1 or something like that? 10 or something?
I think it's Kelvin's a weird one. Pools here, like, are expensive as shit. It's also, like, it's roughly the same costs that you're getting, around 40 to, like, 60,000.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in pounds, and it's excluding VAT, which I'm assuming is 20% on top. So,
right.
Yeah. And I bet you any money it doesn't add, like, any... It doesn't add that equivalent to your house sell price.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. No.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's, I don't know, like 10% or something like that of the total price of a pool or something like that to a house price. So I would only imagine, right? Like, poor house prices.
And you have to pay to maintain it too, which is
That's the big price. That's the big price.
Do you have any trees and gunk that is going to fall in there?
We have neighbors' trees that would probably drop leaves in there. We don't have a tree in the backyard.
What about neighbors'
anymore.
Gunk, Mary? How much neighbor gunk you got?
I don't think we need to worry. Our neighbors keep their gunk to themselves.
Okay, that's good.
Most of the time.
That's good. Gotta keep your gunk to your own, you know? That's good. Yeah.
I don't want any common gunk.
No common gunk. Only uncommons and rares. please.
I'm reading here, apparently there's overflow pools as well. Do you think that's the pool with the
overflow pool?
The like the blind, yeah.
Infinity edge.
Infinity
pools?
Edge, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are nice. Infinity pool.
Really?
Yeah, now I need to link to
Oh yeah, infinity pools are cool.
They are neat.
Crap, what was the name of this stupid neighborhood? Now I can't remember the name of it. Yes, okay, this is where it is. I gotta link you guys this fancy-ass pool they have.
Ooh.
At my in-laws' neighborhood. It is Ooh. So nice.
Man, okay, I want a pool, but it's such a... They're so expensive. And then, our one thing is we sit on a slate kind of shelf. Like, everything underneath, go down a couple feet, and it's just rock. Like, it's just a solid rock.
Oh.
We sit up on, a cliff? Slate cliff or something like that? Kind of like a big, rocky area, if you will. And everything under us is solid rock for pretty much most of it, so. Not exactly easy to make a wonderful pool. You'd have to be blasting probably in most of the yard. I mean, when my parents came in, they did put, lots of, 6 inches, 8 inches, I don't know, a couple feet of, I don't know, sand and stone and stuff down, but it would be, right out in front. It'd be, where my porch is would probably be where I would have to, and that's not, that's cool. I could run out my sliding door you've all seen and just jump right in the pool. I mean, that's fine, but also, expensive. Yeah.
Gary's parents, their community, their neighborhood has a fancy ass pool that has an infinity edge on the lake, and it's up high on a hill so you can see into the lake when you're in it. And the overflow pool is actually really nice and comfortable. It's only 2 feet deep, so you can just sit in it.
Oh my
god, yeah.
It's so nice.
Oh my god.
It is the best pool ever. We have not gone yet this year. I think, I don't know. I want to go. We were taking care of their house for a couple weeks in July 1 year. We went to the pool every day. It was the best. It was so awesome.
Yeah, you got to take advantage of it. Pools are the best. They're the best thing. To be near a beach, to have an easy access to swimming.
Ocean swimming kind of sucks.
Wow. Okay. I mean, yes, you do.
I mean,
you get pinched by crabs a lot, That's at least my
And there's
experience.
Mysterious random stuff you're stepping on and you don't even know what it is. And I don't know. our local beach that we used to go to, we saw a news report the other day talking about how the fecal level was dangerously high.
Dangerous.
There was so much poop in the ocean that it was dangerous to your health to swim in. So.
Oh man, that's. It must have had Taco Bell or something like that over there. It must have some kind of real mess happened. I don't know. That's terrible. Jesus. Thoughts and prayers to all the sea fish that have to deal with that all the time. Thoughts and prayers. Well, speaking of pools, I don't know. I don't really have. I ended up in a lot of pools in Mario Golf, I guess.
Nice.
A little ocean areas in Mario Golf. So I played a ton of games. It's been the longest amount of time I've not been on this podcast, so I have a lot of games to talk about, but I'm not going to go into them all. But we'll go into
the
ones.
The only one.
Damn.
Yeah, I got one extra game.
Mario Golf for the Nintendo Switch. I did not enjoy that game. That's a hot take. I thought the actual golf, pretty good. Most of the stuff to do in that game, though, is a little boring. A little slow. The story mode stuff that looks so cool that I think we all saw during E3, the Nintendo's E3
Mii
thing.
Stuff.
The Mii stuff. Just basically a tutorial. There's not a lot to do in that. And it's just, and a lot of the modes they come up with, Like there's a like go like a wild golf where you just keep playing like you play you got 30 par or something like that. And you just gotta kinda navigate around the map by hitting the golf ball to different spots.
Oh yeah, the mode they ripped off from Hot Shots Golf.
Yeah, right.
Everybody's Golf or whatever.
That is a pain in the ass. And not very fun at all. They have another mode where it's like what the heck is it? It's like the speed golf thing, too, is not... I mean, it's fine. You run kind of down the hill or whatever. You can you run after your ball. You try to beat the other people in terms of speed rather than, like, par time or whatever. I mean, you know, your stroke count does matter because it gives you a plus or minus on your overall time. But that's just so... You're just holding the B key and running, and you don't really even need to run into anybody else because golf courses are so wide that a lot of balls don't end up in any, so you never really engage in any way.
Not even with that special attack thing and all that?
No.
That they were showing off constantly?
No. I mean, I'm sure you could.
Right.
You could blast somebody. But it never felt substantial.
Are you just playing this all single player?
I did play some with my father.
Oh, okay.
And that was a lot better. It was more enjoyable, certainly multiplayer. But even still, we ran into a lot of issues where it was Joy-Con drift in the controllers, where because you can turn swing and stuff on stuff, it'd be like, okay, I hit it pretty. I want it to go pretty straight. Oh no, it's spinning all the way into one direction. I'm not touching the stick at all. Oh no, it went over there. And that didn't happen every time, but that happened enough that it was a pain in the butt. But
that sounds bad.
Yeah. But thankfully, I just got that off Gamefly, so I wasn't too upset about Mario Golf.
Good. Yeah.
So oh yeah.
I didn't buy it. Also, nobody else bought it. There's a plan in place to play there some people in Mario Golf. There's a duel prepared. Between me, friend of the show Zach, and friend of the show Popcans, that never happened.
Never ended up buying
it. They chickened out on it.
I think everyone saw that, like, this has, like, 12 courses, and then,
Yeah.
And was of course, it 12? I feel like it was less.
Three.
How many?
Four?
Three courses.
34, yeah. Something like that, maybe five, something like that.
Yeah, an extremely low number. And they did say... Like, hey, this will be updated and included. There will be more with free LC.
Yeah.
And, like, I think they even showed, like, a couple screenshots of what's that city level in Super Mario Odyssey?
I've never played Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, the fake New York. Yeah, they teased some, like, there was, like, 2-second snippets of Mario doing a shot in fake New York streets. So there's going to be a course with that later on, but it's like, yeah.
It's like, yeah, but how long?
It's weird to say, but they like rushed out Super Mario Golf.
Yeah, it sucks. But if they update it, you know, I'll buy it for $10 someday if they ever have a deal on it.
Yeah.
I'll go on eBay. That's how much I bought. Like everybody's golf was like $20 or something. So I was like, oh, okay, this seems fun.
Yep.
That's the big problem with like Switch games is even like fucking Mario Tennis Aces is probably still pretty much full price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't mind getting that if it was indeed like $10 at this point.
That's what really...
I still want to buy Clubhouse Games, and I think gone even to like, I think it went to 30 like during Christmas, maybe. And I was still like, yeah, it needs to be cheaper.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I think it's the thing that, and I guess we can talk about that right now, right? Isn't that this week? I don't know what year it is, but...
The OLED Switch. The
Switch. OLED Switch. Is that this week? I believe it was. Yeah. I'm actually sort of relieved that it didn't do a Switch Pro in some ways, because it's like, I don't know. I don't feel like I've gotten my use out of my Switch yet, still.
Yeah. You know?
I've been kind of bummed out by that. Like, I would like some more... First off, give me some deals, but also... Just something else, you know. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I kind of feel like I could use the Switch Pro because I've been playing Bravely Default 2 and it kind of runs like ass.
Okay, I can see that.
It hangs up a lot of the time, going from menus and everything. Like, You'll close a menu to check, okay, how much longer until I learn this new ability? And I start running in the dungeon, and it'll show me basically, like, teleporting, running. And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, they need a Switch Pro. It's underpowered, for sure, but...
I mean, hell, it was even underpowered during Breath of the Wild, right? Like,
yeah, I can remember they have moments a sequel where, game coming out, too.
Yeah, I can remember moments like Kakariko Village or whatever, where you go in and it chunks up pretty good at times. Like, so I get it from that perspective, but it's also like a game thing, too. Like, I don't know. Games are hard. Making games during COVID, no doubt, affected Mario Golf. But I just constantly feel like I would like more out of some of their recent games. Ever since, I think, like, Animal Crossing, a lot of their recent stuff, and I could talk about another game that I liked, so maybe I can counter that, but a lot of their recent stuff, it's been kind of bite-sized, or, like, kind of a smaller game kind of thing, like Mario Golf, then you had Bowser's Fury. Like, I haven't felt like I really got quite everything I wanted out of that. I'm so mixed on Nintendo stuff lately, but...
Yeah, like, when was the latest big, real Nintendo-developed and published game to release? I guess it was Animal Crossing.
It had to be Animal Crossing.
And that was in March, last year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it must be COVID, I guess, but what in the hell?
I would not be surprised, though, because Nintendo is such a company where, and the thing they promote so much over the years is, like, we hire on people without... You know, a traditional gaming background kind of thing, traditional programming background or something like that. Hire on different kind of creators and stuff, things with ideas that are different. So I wouldn't be surprised if they struggle more because they don't have people with any kind of computer at home or something like that, you know? Like, they don't have traditional...
Not normal tech nerds. They're not nerds. In general, yeah.
You know.
They're art nerds,
yeah. They love Yoshi's Woolly World. Switch to power of Steam Deck. We will talk about the Steam Deck, too, in the news.
Yeah, me too.
Interesting idea there. So I could talk about the other Nintendo Switch game that I played a bit of and like a lot more, which is Pokemon... Oh, God. Snap, too.
New Pokemon Snap.
It's called New Pokemon. Okay.
Snap 2. Snap to it. That's a Pokemon game where you take pictures of Pokemon. You go on little missions. It's a neat little game. Fun little thing. It's a very good game. Like it a lot. Still, I would like a Pokemon Snap where you're just walking around, almost like a Breath of the Wild kind of thing, where you're just wandering through the woods, seeing Pokemon, taking pictures of those Pokemon. But I did a lot. It was very fun. I got some cool pictures.
Did you see that thing about a Pokemon, like, wild area that you can go to in Japan where they have sprinkled, like, hidden Pokemon throughout the world?
Is that for the Olympics? Like, I bet it's probably for the Olympics or something like that, right? So you can.
Well, I don't know.
RIP to that.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can remember how to change the topic with the topic bot, huh?
Question, was Pikmin 3 on the Wii U? Or was that Pikmin? That's got to be Pikmin 3, right?
3, I think, was on the Wii U. And they announced a Pikmin 4 a while ago, I'm pretty sure. And
they did.
That was it. And it never came out. They didn't show anything for it other than, like, one little announced trailer. Here's an article on Polygon about that little Pokemon area.
My God, what's the name of this game? Is it Snap? Is it Pokemon Snap? No.
It's New Pokemon Snap.
No, that's it.
For some reason, the Snap does not sound right to me.
Was Animal Crossing really last year?
I'm pretty sure, because it was right when the whole shutdown thing started. And everybody was like, oh, thank God this game is out now so we can just be all cozy while we're at home. And I saw another recent article about people complaining that there haven't been any major updates in a long time for Animal Crossing either. So yeah, it seems like the content drought is hitting everything.
Yeah, March 2020. Huh. Yeah, I think you guys are right. That's the last one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and not to speak a little bit more about Pokemon Snap, that's a fun game, but it's also still a small game in some ways. Like, you're only, you're not doing very much in that game. You're, like, taking pictures of it. You're kind of going on routes or whatever. There's not a lot of mechanics or any kind of thing going on in that. You just kind of get in the thing. You follow along on a trail. It's kind of like a guided path thing. Sometimes you can scan enemies with the X key or whatever to make them look at you and go like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, it's basically like an arcade game.
Yeah.
Like,
almost like, yeah, like a rail shooter, yeah.
I feel like the old game allowed you to, like, fuck with the Pokemon.
Throw some apples at them?
Some shit, and then, like, it would make the cart go a different direction. Have you seen anything like that?
I haven't gotten that far yet. There might be.
It was, like, more hidden shit. I swear there was some shit like that in the N64.
There are definitely apples you can throw at Pokemon in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
But Hidden Path, I haven't seen Hidden Paths yet, but I don't remember Pokemon Snap very much, but it was, I loved the original Pokemon Snap a lot, so I'm enjoying this. Also, a Gamefly game. Gamefly, give us money. Send me some money.
I mean, I just Googled, apparently there are alternate routes in the new Pokemon Snap.
Alternate routes.
There you go. Routes.
Okay. And there's a lot of cool stuff they do where they'll do, like, nighttime things, and one of the things, I guess, the professor or whatever is studying in that is, like, bioluminescence. A lot of, sometimes the Pokemon will start glowing and stuff like that. Gotta take a picture when the Weedle is getting Weedled.
Getting Weedles, is that a code word for sex?
Yeah, you know it. you know. When the Gronky is out there. I see a Gronky every once in a while. He's hanging out.
Gronky is a Gronky. Different.
Okay, so sorry.
Pokemon amateur porn game or whatever.
Gronky. Whoa.
I don't think it's that kind of game.
Coming to itch.io later this year. yeah, I don't know. Pokemon Snap. It's pretty good. I enjoy it. But it's also another one of those things where I feel like it's the game is kind of small. Like, it's not a big, you know, swinging game. Kind of leaves a little bit to be desired. Sorry to the children in chat, again, that we made a adult joke. I know so many kids watch us.
No, you have to click a thing. Mature content warning, sure, I'm pretty sure. That's true. So it's fine. It's very mature to talk about Pokemon doing things with each other.
Yeah. And yeah, so that was cool. That's kind of all I've been doing lately with that. My only other game I've been really not the only other game I've been putting time in, but the only one other game I want to talk about is a VR game. It's called Thrill of the Fight. It's a boxing game.
I thought you were
going
to say you got LDS.
LDS?
What's LDS?
It's like game, LSD. Did you get that? VR.
Yes. Yeah, it's. Don't worry about that. We'll get that this week. Thank you for reminding me of that, too. Okay.
Okay.
Crap. Okay. I forgot about that.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about your VR.
No. Thrill of the Fight. It's a punching game. You punch people. It's a boxing game in VR. It is an incredible workout. It is a very intense game of punching people in the face. Very visceral. They do a very good job of making you, like, you know, work through guards and stuff like that, and, like, punch and feel good about punching. It's very good. I think it's only like $10 or something like that right now. I guess Oculus did a $15 credit or something like that on their store, so I just picked it up with that or something like that, and had a little bit left over too. But Thrill of the Fight, it's really neat. You just kind of you work your way through a bunch of different things. You start off with like a sparring partner, and you kind of work into like a dirty gym, where, like, you know, kind of crappy gym. Eventually, you're taking big fights on the big stage, and that's where I'm stuck at. Because man, that when you get onto like the really good opponents, it gets very hard. Score good jabs and stuff, and they don't go down easy either. So you're like, All right, I hit him once. Now my arms are spent. Like, I'm done. Like, I worked into it. Now I'm done. Yeah, I've been... It's... Wow. Between
that...
You
have to actually, like, duck or...
Right. Yeah, yeah, just, sometimes duck. Okay. You gotta bob. You gotta weave. You gotta keep your guard up. Which is very difficult. But actually, I've gotten a lot better at it, where now I can knock out the often it ends in TKO. Either you get knocked out or they get knocked out. I've gotten to the cards a couple times, and then my arms are literally busted for, like, the day after. So, but it's good. And they have a good thing of, like, measuring how much power you're putting behind stuff and, like, velocity of your punches and stuff. So it's, like, you get good feedback on that kind of stuff, too.
That's cool.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you broken anything while playing this game yet?
Ooh,
like,
ooh, very good question.
Punched things that you're not supposed to?
No, I haven't punched anything in this one yet. I did punch a wall a couple times, but that was playing Beat Saber. But
okay.
I eventually just cleared out all the space, moved the couches and stuff for the boxing thing. My cat has come and laid on my feet at times during that, and I've been so more worried about, like, hey, cat, can you excuse me? I'm trying to beat this man, but, you know.
Yeah, no, the study is closed off when I do VR for that reason, because I do not want to bop a cat accidentally.
Bop a cat.
There's your name of the podcast, Bop a Cat. Yeah, that's fun. It's a good time. It's pretty cheap, and it's a good workout. If people are looking for, like, a game to get, like, you know, there was a couple days, we've been having a lot of rain and a lot of heat, kind of in conjunction. So it's been like, well, I can't really go outside unless I want to literally melt or I want to get soaked. So I've been looking for kind of like a intermediate thing, because I've been taking a lot more walks and getting exercise. So I figured I'd pick something like that up, and it's worked well. So if you're looking for something like that, sort of little exercise thing, it's a good time. They're very fun. It feels good when you break a man's jaw, you know, just bang, when you really lay someone out, it feels real good. And that's my highest recommendation I can give you. That is Thrill of the VR game. I'll actually update the thing so people can see it on the screen.
Okay.
There you go. Thrill of the Fight is misspelled. Thrill of the Fight. It's misspelled. You're fine. It's not misspelled. It's actually.
Well, now you're done talking about it. So
it has to be here for a second. One, two, three. Okay, now we can move on. Moving on. Okay. And that's kind of all I want to talk about. I have a lot of other games. I would like to read a list of the other games I've been playing. Me and Popcans beat.
Honorable mentions.
Next podcast. I'm saving some of these. Me and Popcans this week beat Dark Alliance, Dungeons & Dragons, Dark Alliance on Game Pass.
Oh, boy.
What a trip. What a joy of a game. What a high-quality adventure. Then we also got, let's see here, Yakuza 7, Like a Dragon. We got, what's the other one? Evil Within 2? Even Within 2.
That's a horror game?
That's a horror game. By the guy. You know the guy. Whatever his name is. I think he's from Silent Hill. The Silent Hill team. I forget what his name is.
Did Akira Yamaoka do the music or something? Because that's all that I can think of.
Evil Within something. Your man. You get sent. Okay, here's the thing. I gotta talk about Evil Within for a second. I gotta pitch this game to you in particular, Mary.
Okay.
Evil Within 2. I believe it's Evil Within 2. I got this mixed up again with another game that's also like something within at some point. But I think what it is, you're a guy and you get sent into a matrix that has turned into like a horror movie matrix. Or it is like...
Is this spoiling it?
No. This is the first 7 seconds of this game.
Okay.
You're a dad. You gotta go find your kid. This evil company is taking your kid and made it like a core of this giant matrix machine. And at some point, they send in a team to extract the kid's mind from this thing because it's going all wrong. And then they get in and they get murdered by a bunch of slasher movie villains. And it's really cool. A little matrix that you're in a matrix. It's It's real cool.
I think I might actually own that game from like buying Square Enix bundles or something.
It's on Game Pass.
Should get to it. Oh, okay. Well, I can play it that way for sure then.
Don't play the first one. That's a bad game. All right.
Oh, okay. So it's two only.
Yes, only two. Don't buy one. Don't play one. Mm-mm. No one.
Apparently it is indeed a film. There's a movie called The Evil Within. I was looking at the picture and, ooh, this looks like a D-budget film. Uh-huh. So
I wonder if the movie's related at all or if they're just like, that's a good title.
That's a good title.
Doesn't look it from the front-facing bald man.
There.
It's getting to be spooky time. I got my... It's getting to be spooky. There's... I have been looking at places. I follow a Halloween themed Reddit, and people are posting like, "Oh my god, At Home has some Halloween stuff already. Home Goods, you can get this pillow with bats on it."
It's getting out. And here we go. Getting ready.
You ready? You ready for Extra
Life, Mary? You ready for a big Extra Life thing this year?
Sure. Yeah. Very excited. Oh my god, she has a bedtime, and she sleeps through the night. I will be here for the nighttime video games.
Yeah, let's do it. Spooky games. Love spooky games. So yeah, I've been streaming. I did a little stream of that the other day. And I think I'm going to start getting into horror games.
Oh, I'll have to check out the VOD.
Take out the VOD. I think I'm going to get into horror games now. I've been tempted by them for a while. But then during E3, they kind of showed off Silent Frame. No, take a picture. Ghosts.
Fatal Frame.
Thank you. So, kind of.
That game is actually old. It's just that it's getting a Switch release in the U.S. I think it came out on the Wii originally.
For some reason, I thought Fatal Frame just sounded like a fighting game.
I could see that. People talk about frames in fighting games a lot.
Sure. You could do Fatal Frame. Yeah, sure. I don't want to mention any other games. I have a lot of games I've been playing.
Okay.
A lot of games. But we'll talk about them at the next podcast. It's fun.
The first Fatal Frame video game was on the PS2.
Yes, I have it, and it is worth a shitload of money. It's Fatal Frame 2 that's worth a shitload of money.
Right.
I have that as well. Not a lot of copies.
Yeah.
People think that that's the best one.
I can remember that.
I also have this game called Kuon on the PS2, which is a From Software developed horror game that is garbage, but is like $500 just because they barely made any copies and it's made by From Software. And that's literally the only reason why.
Well, let's follow up on that question when we get... I have a question for the podcast.
Sell these video games.
We received a question from me this time. A topic to talk about in a minute, but...
I'm interrupting you today. I apologize.
This is Roms Over Baghdad. Never apologize for interrupting me.
The last frame update for me is... apparently in May, it was announced that there is a new... arcade parlor machine called Patchy Slot Zero for July 2021, and that's it's Fatal Frame themed. Zero is the name of it in Japan, so you can have your horror patchy pachinko machine.
There's a Silent Hill one, so there you go.
Can I talk about the patchy slots in Yakuza 7 Like a Dragon? That stupid free DLC they made.
As there's no spoilers.
Holy shit, that's wild. It's like Kenshiro's walking down like a alleyway into one. It's so good.
It's also boring as hell. Like,
yeah, terrible.
It's not.
I don't even know what's going on. I just keep pressing the buttons until.
It's just a slot machine. No,
yeah, you're just like,
it's not
bang.
Real pachinko where at least it feels a like you're doing
falls,
something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like one of those rotatey slots, spinny slots. Ah, there's no like simulated.
No ball.
Thousands of little metal walls. That's a shame.
Yeah, that's what I wanted from it. It was like, I just want balls falling.
Yep.
Like, there's a version of that same style of Pachi slot in Dragon Quest XI, and that's actually kind of fun because stuff happens and it's not like It's not a real actual gambling machine, so it's more generous with what it does.
Right.
So that one's kind of fun, but that's the only one that I've ever enjoyed. The ones in Yakuza are boring as hell. I'm sorry.
That's true. Very boring, but man, why is it just Kenshiro walking down a street? But
I mean, that's what a lot of that comic is he walks from town to town and gets into adventures.
Gets into adventures. When are we going to do an anime podcast, Mary, by the way? Just landed on. You know?
I've watched some Godzilla Singular Point, and that's kind of it. It's pretty good.
Good. You should watch Shadow House. You would like
I've
Shadow
heard
House.
That. It seems cool.
You would like Shadow House. DJ.
Oh my god, that new Uzumaki is coming out. Have you seen the trailer for that? Junji Ito?
Oh, that looks good. I'm scared. I don't want to watch anything Junji Ito. I don't want to be scared. I'm scared.
It looks good. The composer did the music for Hereditary. So,
That's a wild twist. Really? Hereditary? I like Hereditary. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good movie. DJ, sir, what you playing? What's up?
You can have an MLB The Show update. Last time I was talking, I stumbled into getting a Jacob deGrom guy. He's one of the best pitchers right now. And because it's the card thing, you can sell them on their quote unquote marketplace. I sold them for about 250k. I was real excited last time.
Oh,
turns out I sold them at the exact right moment because he's 110,000 right now.
Ooh.
He tanked it the day after I sold him. Do not know
Excellent.
Why, but so I'm still a nice big whale in that game.
Wow,
I did the calculations It's roughly about $300. It's really stupid. I do not know why anyone would pay that much for these cards. But I stumbled into a fuck ton of virtual money just by getting that card.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been playing a bunch of that still. It's still real cool. I feel like I'm getting better at it, but then also I feel like I'm still extremely bad at it. I stumble into these wins a lot of the times. It's that feeling of even on rookie or veteran, it's a case of I'll win with two runs after nine innings or something. Even with those shortened three inning games, it'll take a bunch of time just to get a run on the board. And this week they had the Home Run Derby and All-Star Game. So they also released a bunch of cards for them as well. And they're kind of cool because they kind of quote unquote on the fly adjusted the stats for those. So Pete Alonso's card, because Pete Alonso won and was just an absolute fucking monster during the Home Run Derby. Mm-hmm. His card's a straight up 99 and it's just a mega card.
That's cool.
Trey Mancini's is also good. Shohei Ohtani's is fine because he got knocked out the first round. It's still very good for in general other cards, but they have to give some form of ranking for the cards.
Sure, yeah. Isn't Ohtani the best player in baseball right now? Why is
he's
not
the hottest player.
Right.
You can say there's other solid top players like Jacob deGrom's the best
very
pitcher
good.
Right now, yeah. And Shohei is just being a monster with the bat right now, but that hot streak can also die. And his pitching's cool, but he doesn't pitch that often, let's say.
Right.
But he can pitch, and that's why he's so hot right now. And he's fucking young.
Yeah, he's very young.
Is the other thing. All these other guys are pretty old, but yeah, he's real young. Pete Alonso, the guy who totally won the Home Run Derby, hands pretty easily. It was fourth seeded, fifth seeded, and they seeded them based on how many home runs they have on the season. So coming into it, quote unquote, he was not really strong, but yeah. it also depends. And Vladimir Guerrero Jr. on the Tampa Bay Rays is having a monster season. He's a more veteran kind of guy, but yeah, he's just being
an
absolute monster this season.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. If you're a fan of like the teams that are doing well, it's good baseball. If you're a fan of the Orioles, like me, it's not good.
I don't have any.
The Phillies are doing okay.
I don't like the Phillies, so I'm a Yankee fan, sir.
No, you're not a Yankee fan. You're a Phillies fan.
I'm a Yankee fan.
Don't you? Don't
Scranton Wilkes-Barre is a Yankees affiliate.
Sure, the Wilkes-Barre. Is it really? It's a Yankees affiliate? That's a shame.
That's a shame. Yeah, I know. We used to have the Red Barons, which was a Philly affiliate.
That's not bad. What's the Wilkes-Barre mascot or whatever?
Rail? A hedgehog. A lightning-infused hedgehog.
Oh, zap to the extreme.
You like Sonic? I got a hedgehog
like
for
Sonic
you.
Sonic Chew.
I got a baseball mascot for you.
Sonic Chew.
Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail. I forget what his name is. Probably could find his mascot name. Spiky?
Nice. It probably is that. So yeah, it's
something
and like
lame, like Spiky.
The Wilkes-Barre Mexican affiliate is truly the best. Probably the best one that's there. I forget the name.
Really? Well,
yeah, look it up. I forget the name, but it's like a Jester Chupacabra is like the best thing I could describe it as. Like a party Jester Chupacabra. He's just there to have fun.
I still always remember that I got on the Trash Pandas or whatever for in MLB the Show's.
The Trash Pandas.
Yeah, the Trash Pandas. Very good.
I think this is supposed to be a beaver, not a hedgehog.
What? It was a hedgehog. Last time I went to the ballpark, it was definitely a hedgehog.
Oh, I think it's a beaver. It's got the teeth. Like, look at their logo. Look at the Rail Riders.
The Rail Riders.
Here, I'm linking it. I mean, he looks very
that's
spiky.
Kind of like a beaver.
It looks spiky to me.
I thought
it was a hedgehog.
I agree, but that's a beaver.
Wow. It's a beaver. Man, that's a beaver, huh?
Yeah, so I don't know why they would have a hedgehog
porcupine.
Well, why would they have a porcupine? Yeah, a hedgehog.
Do porcupine have teeth like that? Do they have the big, like, wood chippers?
I'm scared.
Like that? I don't know.
I've only seen one. I only saw one porcupine one time. And there was a rock outcropping out in the woods somewhere. I was out a long way. I used to wander through the woods. There's a lot of things you can learn about me as a child wandering through the woods. But I found like a rock thing, and there was a hole kind of that like led down. You could see on top of the rock and look down into like, I don't know, some underground spot. And underneath, a bunch of porcupines just hanging out in a hole.
Oh, cool.
Thankfully, I did not get porcupined.
Yeah. Porcupine. They
totally have the fucking teeth.
His name is Champ.
Fourth picture when I googled porcupine is those little teeth.
His name is Champ. He's the mascot. Is a porcupine not the same thing as a hedgehog?
No.
No?
Their porcupines are larger. Hedgehogs are little guys.
Also, you should gotta look at the actual mascot for our mascot. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. Like the actual. Does this guy read to you? Oh, you can't see that. Does this guy read to you like a porcupine? Look at this man. Look at this man.
The Philadelphia Phillies thing or whatever. They're just ripping that off.
It's true.
I linked the website for the Mexican affiliate to the AAA, the Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. He's called the Vejigantes, the Vejigantes, I'm guessing.
The Vejigantes.
It's a folkloring character who's here to party at annual celebrations. There's festivals with drum heavy music, and I can totally see him.
I forgot that they did this. This is a neat thing. I remember seeing it at the ballpark when we went. I should get a Vejigante shirt. That's what I should get.
I'm reading his bio, and apparently he's the devil.
Yeah.
represents either the devil in the battle between good and evil, or the Moors that Saint James fought during the Catholic Reconquista of Spain.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I'm just gonna say it's
like
the devil.
Done, he's retired. He's home now, and he's here to party.
He's ready to party. He got home, and he's ready to hang out.
Yeah. All right. You should look for, because they'll have like an affiliate nights, and they'll have all that shit for sale in their stores and whatnot. So you should try and go to one of those.
I should.
Like a cheap ticket or some shit.
We've been thinking about going to another ballpark game too, before everything shuts down again or whatever, the way things are looking. So we were thinking about going to a baseball game again.
Yeah, Mary, at some point you should just look at the Mexican affiliates, because some of them, they're all pretty great.
So I know nothing about the Mexican affiliate baseball league. What?
Oh, is Round Rock Chupacabras. We got legit Chupacabras, so there you go.
Wow, okay. Don't stunt on my boy.
Yeah, I guess Chupacabras don't beat the devil.
You know, don't stunt on the devil. He will not play fun. Vigilante. Okay. That's really, I don't have a Major League Baseball team, but Rail Riders is the only thing nearby, so it's my team. Even if I never go to a baseball game.
I linked a link that'll have all the different teams and their logos. Not all teams have like an affiliate, like the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp don't. And I was kind of sad by that, but yeah.
That's cool. That's so cool. I love that their designs are better than.
Oh my god!
So much better. It's infinitely better.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. One of the affiliates is just literally those Tejano pointy boots, and they're just called the pointy boots.
Yeah.
Amarillo.
Oh my pretty goodness, good. That's pretty good.
I won't spoil some, but if you just keep scrolling, they like just some of them get better.
Avocados.
Right next to the Vigantes, the South Bend Cubs affiliate, Cabritos Maldichos de South Bend. That's a pretty good logo. I like that guy.
I can remember years ago, Mexican baseball leagues used to fight a lot. It's the only thing I can remember
like
about
real
that.
Real life?
Real fight. Real, like, whole team slugging. That's the only thing I remember about some of those. Love them, though. They're so good. Man, there's some good logos. Why can't we have logos? Look at margaritas. Why can't we have the margarita? I want to be a fan of the margaritas.
One of the ones I also like is there's like Louisville Bats, I think. Yeah, Louisville Bats.
Mm-hmm.
The Mexican version is Murcielagos de Louisville, and it's like an Aztec version of a bat.
Oh,
so
yeah, that
looks
cool.
It's like way more stylized. It's so cool. But yeah, I bring this up because I was looking at the MILB store and I was real sad because none of this stuff appears in Europe. It's almost impossible to find like minor league merch, let alone the fucking Mexican affiliates to all this stuff.
So if you were going to receive one of these, let's say, which one would you like? Just hypothetically, DJ, hypothetically, what would you want?
Kind of any of them, really. Okay. They're all pretty good. Again, none of these like are linked to any of the teams. Hold on, Norfolk Tides.
Just there's pick no one Norfolk. For, there's you Norfolk know, Tides. You might oh, yeah,
the,
be surprised.
The Pirritos de Norfolk are garbage. That's terrible. Like any are pretty good. The Vigantes is pretty good.
I might send you a Vigante shirt then. Okay.
The fucking crazy goat. The
wow.
What is it?
I'll send a Vigantes plushie for the baby. There you go.
Great. She won't ever see that.
No.
12.
I just saw that MILB has a Whataburger collection, too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because of Corpus Christi. pretty good. You can get a honey butter chicken biscuit jersey.
I mean,
she looks really stupid, but yep. There you go.
What's... I feel like that ball is the best thing there. The like super lined fancy ball.
A lot of the good stuff is sold out, unfortunately.
Oh yeah.
Like these earrings. I would have bought those.
Yeah, minor league sold out. Minor league shit. It's like
wild.
You don't go there for the baseball really. You go there for like the crazy fucking shit that they have to deal with. I saw on TikTok once there's like a ballpark in Wisconsin where there's like a VIP section and it's like a bar and you get front row like just to the left of the batters right near like the foul balls and the like potential sky home run balls are, and like they've just got a little like river and like they put little your drinks on like little pucks that float down to you and I thought that was real neat.
It's like fancy.
$30 for like free for like all you can eat food during like breaks and stuff, and like beer tokens, like a whole day out. Like, it's really nice.
That's cool. We like
minor league shit's cool.
It's very neat.
Maybe I'll go.
Go to a ball game, you know, before things go back to what it was.
Yeah. Well, so it's minor league, so it won't be like rammed.
Yeah,
like
an
actual baseball
never game. So you'll have loads of space.
Go to a pointy boots thing, Mary. Become a fan of the pointy boots.
I am already.
Okay, good.
So yeah, the show that like I've been playing a bunch of it. Dynasty thing. I've been playing the Daily Moments. Saving my money, trying to get those home run like and All Star Game cards. There's a progression thing that you can do to get free packs, but it's taking a bunch of time to do. The other game I played that I can actually talk about is Man Eater, which I don't know if it's on PC Game Pass, but it's on the console one. I think everyone's just focused on fucking...
Sorry, I'm not going to put my Valiantes away now. I'm sorry, Maynard.
This Amarillo Sod Poodle is wearing the pointy boots.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta play more MLB The Show at some point. I like that game a lot.
Hopefully it comes out on PC at some point.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
Sorry, is it on PC?
It's on streaming. That's the way I've played it. It was on Xbox.
Yeah, hopefully
stream.
That gets better.
Apparently it's on Steam.
Is it on Steam?
I don't know if Cocaine's talking about Maneater or the show.
Because
I started talking about Man Eater.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's fine. And like I think Man Eater is real fun and cool. It does what it does extremely well, which is like simulate a very cartoonishly Animal Planet Discovery HD like Shark Week show down in like Louisiana or something. With like bayous and like little swampy areas, and then it moves on to like beach areas, and like at one point you go to the golf
golf course. Yeah, I've seen that. Unquote.
Yeah. And like the levels are pretty fun. They're well designed. You can go pretty stupid in that thing as well. Like you can get an amphibious upgrade where when you max it out, you just become a land shark because you can just hang out on the land for like a minute, 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Not 2 minutes, like a minute, just like jumping around,
just
eating people and
just
stuff.
Hanging out, going down the street, eating folks on the street. Oh my god, it's
It's really stupid. And then there's stuff like where you mentioned the golf course, there's lots of like water traps that you can just like crawl into and just hang out in. To either normally recover oxygen, or you can just like because after a while you'll get hunted, and then there's a whole like ranking system for people who are chasing you, hunting you down from like 1 to 10 via threat level. You can like hang out in those little water traps and they can't reach you, so you just lose like the heat meter disappears because they can't see you. It's really stupid. Yeah, it's cool. Right near like three quarters of the way through, or at least on my playthrough. I don't know if I accidentally, I don't know if I turned it on easy mode at the start, but I was like at max level, and like I couldn't really like upgrade my XP level at that point anymore. So it was a case of using the right quote-unquote attachments on my shark to do the right thing. So you can upgrade like your body, your like you start off with tiger body, which gives you like more nutrition, more fat, more experience points when you eat shit. You can get unlocks like the bone body, which gives you a special where for like 10 seconds you become like a ramming monster where you take almost no damage and you're aiming to kill boats with that thing rather than attack people. And like the bone one is like you're just essentially a tank where you're always hitting boats and you're not getting that much damage, and the bone system, like I use the bone like 90% of the time because that was the easiest way to just kill everything. It was super quick. Once I upgraded everything with my XP, like consumption with the tiger body. But then there's like the shadow body, which gives you like damage over time, special upgrades. And then there's like the bioelectric body, which like just gives stun shock damage. Like you can really upgrade in some really stupid ways. It's fun and good. I really liked that game.
I remember being very struck by how pretty it was. That's the thing that came up for me a lot.
It's real nice.
There's some real nice graphics in it. Like nice lighting effect stuff underwater too.
Yes, and like it won't work on like PCs, but there's like good HDR business going on in that game as well.
Hearing you talk about like, the mechanics of the game, it sounds a lot like the Super Nintendo game EVO, which was about evolution, like from. It's a weird old game, but it sounds almost exactly like it. So I had no idea it was like an old ass Super Nintendo game.
Oh, the Search for Eden, EVO.
Search for Eden, EVO.
It's weird, but you totally like you change body types and like certain jaws give you different attack power, and like to get experience you eat stuff, and it's weird.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, it kind of is like that, but it's just like shark focused only. And yeah, like the controls are fine. The one issue I had, which I guess makes sense, is like when you're fighting other stuff that takes like more than a couple of bites, or you can't lock it in your jaws and keep chomping at them, like you kind of go past it, and then like the camera is still facing forward. So they have a method of like pressing right stick in and like it'll move the camera to where they are, but they're also moving at a real fast rate as well. So like the fights underwater can be real finicky, and it can be especially annoying when like they have a thing where you can like stick your fin up on the surface of the water. So you're just sort of surface, you're just running along the surface. So you can like look outside of the water edge, but you can't look underneath. And if you've already started a fight, sometimes it locks into that, and then you can't look underneath unless you dive, and it's real finicky when that happens. Which occurs a lot when you're in like the swamps and like the real low level water. Like there's not much like depth to work with. Otherwise, yeah, it's pretty fun game. It's not too long at all. You can totally go in, do like a couple of things, bail out.
Oh, cool.
There's no long time mission thing. Even the final like couple of fights, really quick to do if you've built right, if you've got the right upgrades on you. Again, I might have been playing on easy mode, but still, I don't think the normal mode would be that much more difficult. And yeah, if it comes on PC Game Pass, if it is on PC Game Pass, I think you should give it a try. Definitely, I think it's definitely a console, a gamepad game. A controller game,
Yeah.
Huh. I will have to check that out. I played a little bit of it at one point, but I thought it was going to be a longer game. But you're saying it's not that long? That's interesting.
It's not that long, no.
Okay. I will check it out then. Do you eventually eat the guy? The man?
That would be spoilers.
Okay. Okay. I won't spoil it.
It's a good story.
Okay, good.
There's lots of levels to... Not lots of levels, but there's lots of cutscenes in that story. And they're all pretty good.
Okay, good. Cool. All right. Is that everything you played, sir?
I mean, I've been playing a lot more Rocket League as well.
Yeah, okay.
I bought the Back to the Future car.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I bought the Fast and the Furious stuff. I think you guys were here. Not Mary was here, but yeah.
Oh,
Mary
was here.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I remember hearing about it.
Okay, cool. So, yeah. Cool. Oh, yeah. It was Thadden who wasn't here. Yep. The Fast and the Furious cars are in there. Familia. The cars are all right. I don't really play with the cars. I just have a goal celebration, which is the Tokyo Drift music. Which
that's
is
pretty
the
that's
right
pretty
music.
Good. That's pretty yeah, that's exactly. pretty good. I mean. Okay. The Tokyo you can have the Tokyo Drift music as your thing?
That's yeah.
I don't remember that in that game when I played that game last.
That's oh, because cool. it only happened like a couple of weeks well, a month ago maybe.
All right. Okay. Mary, we'll go to you now.
Okay.
You know. What's up?
I'm playing a lot of boring things that I already own, or don't really own because they're free to play.
Okay.
I'm still playing a lot of Genshin Impact, especially since on Wednesday they have their new fake Japan themed area named Inazuma. There's fake Germany and fake China already in the game, so they're adding fake Japan, and that's going to be fun. Get a whole new area to explore, and ooh. I will get electricity theme stuff for your main character. Ooh. Like right now you have wind and rock, and now you're going to get electricity. Whoopee. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
Playing a lot of that. Also playing Idolmaster, of course.
Okay.
Princess Connect Redive. I got Summer Carol. My clan disbanded. It exploded. People got all mad.
Whoa!
And quit. A lot of we were in the like top 300, but then last clan battle, a few people like didn't participate. They just were gone, and so our clan got fucked up, and people were very mad and quit basically. So I'm in
oh
a new
God.
Clan now. Hopefully, it doesn't suck.
Oh
yeah.
Reminds me of World of Warcraft guilds. That's not good.
Yeah. Well, it's a free-to-play mobile game, so I think clans are even more, like, fickle and
yeah,
explode.
Right.
Like, you gotta join their Discord to get the real drama, but yeah, that's going on. And the only real video game I'm playing right now is Bravely Default 2, which I got around the release date. But Harvest Moon, well, Story of Seasons, it's not Harvest Moon anymore, came out like a week later, so I didn't play very much of it. But now I'm going back to Bravely Default 2 because I feel like playing an old style, like Final Fantasy
yeah.
V, job class, get sure. grindy game. And it's very enjoyable. There definitely still are technical issues with the game, mm-hmm. but the actual gameplay I find very satisfying.
Cool.
It's a nice play for an hour, beat a dungeon and a boss while the baby is asleep kind of game.
Sure.
So it's great for that. Lots of strategy in how you take on the bosses because they're pretty difficult. You need like certain skills from certain jobs to be able to break the puzzle of how to actually stay alive and kill a dude. So I find it pretty fun.
Cool.
Yeah. I am planning on getting Scarlet Nexus soon, which
I've heard
is
good
a...
things. I've heard good
yeah,
things about that.
Yeah, it's very anime. So when I get in an anime mood, I think
yeah,
I'm gonna start
right.
playing that.
Anime.
But yeah, right now it's just a bunch of daily, like I have 10 minutes. I can play an Idolmaster song or I can just use a bunch of skip tickets to get more equipment for my ladies or whatever. So that kind of stuff. But yeah, Bravely Default 2 is very fun. I noticed one of the voices, I'm playing with Japanese voices, and Kiryu from Yakuza is a boss of a gambling den.
Whoa.
It's like very fitting that he that it's Kiryu. So yeah, that's cool. I'm having fun with it.
Cool.
The character models are kind of weird, but everything else looks so nice. You get used to the weird character models. It's fine.
Right.
The job classes are crazy. It's neat. Fun.
That's cool. Hey, I hear good things about Bravely Default.
It's a good
as well.
Traditional RPG, JRPG, I guess I should say. Very classical.
Yeah. What would I have to do to convince you to play Final Fantasy 15, Mary? What's 14?
15? I played 15.
The MMO. Which one? 14.
14.
14. How would I get you into that? What do you have to do?
I don't know if it's possible, because every time I see my little brother, he gives me the Final Fantasy 14 update, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm not playing this game right now, because
that's true.
I don't know. It seems like a lot.
Okay. We'll work on you. We'll think of something. We'll get you in there. Don't worry. Final Fantasy 14. Okay. Well, I don't really have anything else big to talk about. Anyone else have any games they want to talk about? Anything else like that? Talk a little news.
Yeah, let's go to the news.
Let's go to the news.
It's baby sleep time soon, so I gotta go soon. So okay. Yeah, let's hit the news.
Let's see here. The news. This week, the news. Hey, you guys wanna play Steam on your couch? With a handheld device?
Oh, I can't do that.
You
wait, no, I got this thing where I can do the Steam streaming on my phone and my iPad, so sure.
Okay. Well, you just shot that out of the air, Mary. Steam Deck! The new mobile Steam platform for your couch is announced this week. It's I think it starts at $399 for the 64-gigabyte version.
Yeah, that's not enough space, so you probably shouldn't buy that
one. That's a very small amount of space. And then it goes up $100 each with, like, double the amount of storage, I believe is the thing. So it's like 124 and then 200 and something.
And it takes SD cards, too, right?
Yeah.
And I believe you can also replace the SSD inside it. Somebody emailed Gabe Newell, and he's like, yeah, you're going to be able to do that.
Let me show you. If you wanted one and you're just finding out about it now, it's too late.
Too late.
You're done. You're cooked.
That's okay.
I'm going to grab this window, maybe.
Oh, man. Well, here, I got a fast news story that's a bunch of bullshit. You know this virtual pinball machine I have behind me?
Right.
People noticed on Saturday morning, this Saturday, the price went from $600 to $850.
Whoa.
They upped the price by $250 overnight.
Wow.
People think it's because of, like, supply issues or whatever.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But yeah, that's insane. Holy crap, I'm glad I bought this earlier, because I would never buy it for $850. You may as well just buy a real pinball table.
No, really, at that point.
Jesus, that's so bad.
Yeah. So yeah, we were talking about buying hardware. Seems like a bad time to buy hardware of any kind.
Yeah, let me tell you about trying to buy a car right now.
I know.
It's a nightmare out here.
Yeah.
I'm buying a new car when I didn't want to buy a new car. Because it's like, well,
used car prices are crazy, so you may as well.
Well, we're probably going to get a Hyundai Tucson, I believe is what we're going to do. Because they have stock up there of Hyundai Tucson's. Not going to get the new one. Not going to get to 2022. But I think we're going to get 2021, maybe. So that's what we're going to have to do. Spend about $7,000 more.
I guess we're both going to be getting Korean cars. Because I'm thinking a Kia Sorento.
Yeah, the same maker, right? They're the same Kia and
Hyundai. Oh, well, they're kind of different. They use a lot of the same stuff. But they're like sister brands.
Yeah, sister brands.
We're likely to get the Hyundai Ioniq.
That thing looks dope. Thing. Okay,
not the new one.
The new one, it looks dope. That's all I'll say. Yeah, the new one. Cool.
Yeah, it's way too expensive, though.
Yeah, holy shit, that's $32,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of expensive.
Like 40,000 pounds.
Let me tell you about, oh my god, I didn't think So what you get with the you get the carrying case with the $400 64 gigabyte version, or you can spend $529, get the 256 gigabyte one. You get a carrying case and you get an exclusive Steam Community Profile Bundle.
Don't you want a Steam Community Profile Bundle? That's stupid. Like, really?
And then you can also get like the really expensive 512 gigabyte, $649 one.
Wow. That's more expensive than, well, not anymore.
You get exclusive
more expensive than this pinball table.
Exclusive virtual keyboard theme. An anti-glare etched glass. In a close carrying case.
Do all of them have the glass top, or?
I guess not.
It does say only the top one gets the anti.
Yeah, but like anti-scratch etched glass. Like maybe it's like the etched part. Like there's just a dumb Steam logo in the corner.
Interesting.
But like, I don't know. If it's like.
If you're it's gonna be like the Switch, much, right?
And it's the Switch plastic it's be the front Switch again, that's terrible.
So, like, I think this in one thing is good, but I was talking to Pop when this was announced. We were playing Dark Alliance at the time. A really classic game, which we both remarked would play very well in the Steam Deck. The thing we would say is, and the thing I said to him, it's just Steam games and the ones they're showing off, such as Control, you know, like on the front page here, you see the thing spinning, you got like Control, Doom. That game, those kind of games, I just have never felt like wanting to play on a mobile device like that. Like, it's just so that those kind of games want you to be so immersed, and like it feels like the goal, especially with like Control, it's like such an immersive game that you almost want kind of the isolation of gaming PC for it. Whereas, I don't know, I think the strength of the Switch is games that don't make you feel isolated, right? Things that make you feel like, oh, I could just put this down, we could play multiplayer or something like that. Or I can prop this up on this little tiny stand and I can play Mario Golf. It's more of an interactive thing rather than an isolating experience. It's just, I don't know. For me, whole idea just doesn't do a lot.
Doesn't it have HDMI out? Like you could hook it up to a TV?
Yeah, that's fair.
I think it has USB-C and you'll have to figure it out, but it has the capability of, like, you don't need the Steam Deck. Sorry, you know how the Switch, you need
a dock?
Oh, yeah, they did say they're going to be selling a dock, yeah.
You don't need that dock to do that, but the dock helps you naturally.
There's the dock.
I wonder how much the dock is going to be. They're not selling... more information coming soon.
Yeah, which is if you buy a $600 thing, you gotta spend like another $100 or something like that on a dock. A lot of money.
The Switch dock is separate, like $80, so it's gonna be more than $100 for sure.
And this dock is much nicer. Like it has the Ethernet built in. It has like DisplayPort in there, which is funny to me. But yeah,
probably got capture cards and stuff like that would hook up to that pretty easy too.
That's true.
Yeah, that would be sure.
You could buy it as like a streaming, like, yeah, I'm going to play my game on this and have my regular PC capture it, I guess.
You could do some funky stuff with that, I think, which would be neat. Yeah. It's just for me, I can get one anyway if I wanted to, because they're all sold out. They're gone. They're done. GG. But
I wonder how many they're actually going to manufacture, because they had to clearance out the controller, they had to clearance out like the Steam Link little box, which I got on clearance. Like, maybe they'll clearance these out, maybe not, but if they do clearance them out, I'll probably get one then.
Yeah, sure.
Well, isn't the Index still like back ordered to their VR?
Yeah, they might have learned their lesson and they're doing like doing batches,
which is smart, but also like it also makes me think, fuck, I should have bought one of these just to flip for like $900, $1,000. Come December.
That's true. Man, it looks cool though. I will say, I think it looks cool. Really nice.
Yeah, it seems neat.
I'm very intrigued about it. Did you say like they give you there's potential to swap out for like an SSD or something?
Yeah, somebody emailed Gabe Newell, which you can. He just has his email address public and he'll respond sometimes. And somebody was like, can you replace the SSD on this? And he's like, yeah, we're planning on that being possible. So,
I mean, that is helpful to get like the faster SSD, which I think is what the higher end ones have.
Right.
Again, mm-hmm. like, yeah, yeah, that might work, because instead of paying like $100 for their SSD, you can probably get a good deal on SSDs right now and do that. This thing is tempting to me because the Switch Pro is kind of that thing of, I want like my PC games to be able to go downstairs
right.
without like a weird stream or without like some weird funky solution to try and Steam Link it and then like stream it down there, and there's going to be some latency delay. And then like having the controller like directly there, or just using a USB directly to get that controller there without even with even less delay, like input lag from the controller, like all that seems will really help if it works. Because some of these games are definitely going to be streamed, I think they hinted at. So this like really is intriguing to me. And then like having the dock or like finding the USB-C cables to get it to the big screen downstairs. Because yeah, I don't really spend much time up here anymore at this point.
Yeah, I mean, if you need a new computer, this works out really well in that regard.
Yeah, it's
too, you
very
know?
Cheap
yeah.
compared to a new yeah. PC.
That's the other thing. Like, my PC is old enough where I have to start looking at upgrading the actual CPU and no. then the motherboard by default, and then all that other shit. So it then the PC upgrade's gonna be a lot. If there was a Switch Pro, it's going to be a case of like, that's probably going to be the same price as that base one, if not more expensive than the base price. So it's like, do I really want a Switch Pro, or can I just fucking wing it on the current Switch I've got?
Right. Well,
which you have to imagine they will accommodate in some fashion for it.
Honestly, unless they call it the Switch 2 yeah, or something. And
I feel like they're going to launch
a new Nintendo 3DS. Remember that fuckery they did?
Yeah. Well, anytime they try and do that half step kind of thing, it hasn't really worked. So I don't know if they would do it again, but who knows?
I mean, I think the thing with the Switch Pro thing, and we can talk about the OLED thing a little bit, is like, I'm pretty sure now they probably ran into the issue of not being able to get cheap enough cards and stuff, right? Which is a common thing going on right now. So I could definitely see them spinning off some ideas they have for a Switch into like, let's just make this next Switch. Let's just start from here and then make another Switch, a more powerful one.
Especially because the Steam Deck, like from what I can tell, the internal stuff is basically what that like Steam Pro, the Switch Pro was.
Yeah.
Like the upgraded NVIDIA RDNA thing chipset. Like, yeah, like it sounds like Steam just stole them all. So,
well, it seems like the Steam Deck is more Linux based and like the Switch is more Android based,
right? But you can uninstall the Steam OS, you can just load up Windows on that thing if you want,
which you should probably do if you have space.
It's so interesting. Like, I wonder what Nintendo will do. Like, this is kind of their most direct competitor. Like, this is going to...
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't have Nintendo games on it. And
true.
Nobody's going to spend, like, that much to give it to a kid. Like, there's the kid factor is high. For,
the kid factor is high.
People with computers that are... Like, the nerd factor is high on this.
Yeah, high nerd factor.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what I was also thinking is, if I buy something like this, I don't really have to buy a game at all, because all of my games...
use your library.
My library is there, and it's fucking full of games I haven't touched.
Everybody's...
And if you can install Windows on this thing as well, who's to say that a crack for the Epic Game Store doesn't come out within, like, 2 weeks?
Well,
so your Epic
that,
library probably will appear.
They've said that you will be able to access other storefronts on there, but it probably will be you have to install Windows. And I'm sure you'd be able to play emulated games on there as well. So like Switch Emulator or something is possible too.
I've seen people say that. Like, well, the first thing you do when you think is put every single emulator on it, and then you have the greatest device ever.
Yeah. So to have a potential device that can potentially play Steam and, like, the Epic Game Store, like, that's the last thing I was praying for, like, Xbox to do when there was those rumors of, like, Xbox and fucking Steam were going to partner up so that Steam could, you could access your Steam library on it or some shit, which never came to fruition or anything. Like, having this thing is extremely enticing for that front.
Sure. It's real neat. Games got weird all of a sudden. Damn. They also just dropped this out of nowhere, it felt like. So
yeah.
It was rumored for a while. That's true. I was hoping they were going to announce it at E3, but they didn't, so.
And then also, like, it's at that awkward price point of, like, do you want to get this, or you're buying the mid-tier version of this, most likely, anyway, so that's right on the wheelhouse of, like, the PS5 or the Series
or
X.
Upgrade or your PC.
Or upgrade your PC with, like, a way better CPU or something. So, yeah, it's on that weird high point. Or, like, do you want to get the Oculus Quest as well? Do you want to get the good VR? But it naturally would be at that high point anyway for what it is internally. Regardless of, like, Steam doesn't quote unquote Steam doesn't make games. It's a case of the hardware associated with it would naturally just increase its price to where it is. Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if they have the glass front. They should have the glass front.
They should, yeah.
I want to see reviews of this when it comes out, and then I'll see if I want to get in later. But
I want to see that Digital Foundry on this, is what I want to see.
Sure.
Good look at the
tear
specs.
Down.
Tear down, yeah. That's real cool, though. I feel like this is probably the first thing Valve's made that I feel like could really get, I don't know.
Traction,
you know?
The VR thing is, like, really cool, but they have that, like, HTC Vive issue of, like, it's way too extortionately high cost.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing where it's like, huh, I wonder if we look back in 10 years, if this is when we go, like, oh, yeah, Valve, the maker of a handheld device, is their big thing now. Yeah, it's cool. Very surprising.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. What's up?
I need to go soon.
Okay.
We're gonna go.
We'll wrap up here. Thank you guys for hanging out. I do have one question. We'll wrap up with this final question.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Digital Eclipse was fully funded.
I saw that. I saw the TennoCon stuff. I'm sorry, I have to head out. Yes.
Yes, that's what we should talk about.
The
too,
new but... war stuff looks very cool. I like that you're playing as, like, a Corpus dude getting crapped on the entire time and controlling robots. That part looks very fun. The Grenier stuff looks cool too. And you get to play as Tension. That's crazy.
Mr. Tension.
He's fancy. He can switch between those three different elements. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's really
very
neat.
Cool. And they're going to be putting out a mobile version. So now I can
play. Crossplay.
I can do my Warframe dailies on my iPad along with Genshin Impact, which finally added controller support. So I'm actually playing it on my iPad now. And now I can add Warframe on there too. So that'll
cross
be awesome
save,
when that comes out.
You know, between all the things. So if you want to play on PC, you could then just start it up on PlayStation or Xbox or Switch.
And all the content is coming out at the same time across platforms now, which is crazy because it never did before.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I said in chat when I was all happening, man, Warframe's getting pretty crazy, man. That's really
getting
cool.
Good. I'm glad we finally get to see this thing after they showed that trailer, like, a long, long time ago.
Yep. Finally, we get to see it. It's cool. And that new Warframe looks good. The new frame looks real cool. Really the question I want to ask about the Digital Eclipse thing was, if you had one game you wanted to see remade, he asked on the founder, I think his name is Matt, I sent him a tweet, He asked, you know, what game, if you wanted to see a game get remade, re-release, remaster, and reimagine games, what kind of game would you want to see? With like a remaster or a sequel, even. Old game.
I want to see Final Fantasy VII Part 2.
Damn, get him.
Remake Part 2. I'm not picky. Okay.
Or
Symphony of the Night remade.
Sure.
With Symphony like the Guilty Gear engine and Igarashi making it. Or give me Bloodstained 2, which supposedly they're working on. So yeah, okay, there you go. That's me.
Okay, mine was Tumba. I want to get a Tumba. Give me a little bit of Tumba.
Okay.
And Tumba 2.
Yeah, sure.
You know.
What about a 3?
Oh my god. I don't know if I would even be able to handle Tumba 3. I'd be day one purchase. I'd have to pre-order that.
They should get the people who made the Wonder Boy and Monster World new game. They could make a new Tumba. That would be cool.
Yeah, make a new Tumba. Eat some pigs, you know? Yeah. Those kind of games. DJ, old game. What old game would you like to see remastered? I'll wrap it up quicker. I was going to go on a longer thing with this, but...
I'm sorry.
No. I know.
I would go way too long. Viv Ribbon.
Viv Ribbon.
Find a way to make that current. Yeah. Keep the ethos of what it is, but make it current.
If they could tap into, like, Spotify API or something
that would be cool.
Use the AI cloud to do something with it. Yeah.
Do it, Microsoft. You have money. You won't.
Yep.
It's owned by Sony, but figure it out.
Yeah. You guys worked on it before. Just make Sony start and then buy it out.
It's so cool. So, I don't know. Digital Eclipse, it's doing a thing. They're doing stuff out there. It should be cool. I don't have $1,000 to buy into their company, but, you know, it's cool. And that'll do it for the podcast, folks. Thank you for hanging out. I've been Albie, the host. It's been DJ and Mary. Thank you both for showing up, hanging out. Thank you for
I wanted to talk
insight.
More about TennoCon and stuff, but...
No, it's fine. We can always talk about TennoCon next time. Okay. TennoCon's a big deal. Gotta play that Loki
talk about the content when it comes out, too.
Yeah.
By the end of the year. It said 2021. So there you go.
There you go. Thank you both for hanging out. Thank you for insight, your wisdom, your pools. Bop a cat. And have a good night, everybody. Adios. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If I can figure out how to fade. Hold on, just keep waving.
No.
Keep waving.
It's a lot of wave.
Goodbye.
My hand hurts.
Goodbye.